Welcome to season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now, and we're trying to up our game this year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. And I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today. I have already enjoyed the conversations that we have had, and I know that she's going to offer so much value to those of you who are in a constant quest to take care of your home and take care of your business all at the same time. Dominique Bradbury is a leading home management educator and the founder of the Routines That Reward Homemaking Academy. Inside the academy, Dominique equips women with video trainings and tools to help them create their own routines and systems to manage their homes well. The home should be a place of refuge and peace, and she believes that we have the gift to make our house a home. Dominique wants women to thrive as homemakers in whatever season they find themselves in, and she has created a step-by-step method to help you manage your home by creating routines and systems. So, women, we are in for a treat. Men, share this with your wives because I know we are going to get so much goodness from this interview. So Dominique, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here today, Jen. I am so excited to be here to talk with you and to also share with the faith-filled entrepreneur community.
Awesome. Well, let's just dive right in here. Why don't you tell us how you started your business or how this business blossomed?
Me, like a lot of other entrepreneurs, I didn't get into this saying that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. It kind of just happened. Essentially, what happened was right before I became a mom, I had moved to Ohio for a ministers in training program. And while I was in this program, I thought that I was going to graduate with my minister's license and I was going to go and start preaching the gospel in various different areas and hosting women Bible studies and different things like that. Well, long story short, towards the end of my program, we watched a documentary, and there was a quote that was quoted in this documentary, and it's a very popular Howard Thurman quote, and it says, "Don't ask the world what it needs, but instead ask yourself what makes you come alive, because what this world needs are those who have come alive." And I thought that quote was very interesting, and we were watching a documentary. And in this documentary, there were people just all over the world who were using their various areas as a place of ministry. So you had some people who were feeding children on the street. You had some people who were working in schools. You have janitors, whatever it was. People saw that, like, this is my ministry. And I remember watching that documentary and saying, wow, I always thought that ministry looked like holding a microphone on a platform. And I know that for a lot of us, we may look at ministry that way too. Like, oh, the only way that I can be used by God is if I'm actually, you know, preaching on a platform or doing something within the four walls of a church. But I learned through this is that we have all been given the ministry of reconciliation, and God has given us all different gifts in different ways that we can introduce people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I remember sitting back and I was, okay, well, what makes me come alive? And I thought that it was like fashion. During this time, I was working in the fashion industry in New York City, but I was going to go back to New York and continue to do what I was doing. But when I really began to think about it, the most weirdest thing came out of me. I said that I would love to be a godly wife and a godly mother. And what was so funny about this is during that time, I was not married. I didn't have any children. So it was like, where in the world did that thought come from? But I know that it was really a vision that was given to me from the Lord. So I ended up finishing that ministers and training program. And fast forward, I met my husband about a year later and got pregnant probably like 2 months after we got married. So here I am a new mom. I am also a stay-at-home mom trying to figure out how to juggle all the things. And my husband, he was busy working, building a business. So here I am at home with a newborn. And I noticed that my house instantly was just haywire. I didn't have any systems, constantly found myself having dirty dishes in the dishwasher, laundry piles. I mean, not touching the bathroom in the tub for weeks at a time. You get the general idea. And I said to myself, I need to have some type of way to be able to wake up and know what I'm doing. Because right now I'm feeling like I don't know what I'm doing. My spiritual life is suffering. I haven't opened my Bible all week because I'm trying to play catch up on my life. And that's when I created a simple daily schedule planner. And in that planner is me just kind of like mapping out my day. I map out what I'm reading, what I'm praying about, my to-do list, meal plans, and all those different things. And I created this resource and I started sharing it with my mom friends. I'm like, hey, you guys, I just created this awesome piece of paper planner. Do you want it? And they were like, yes, send it to me. So that started from there. It developed into a blog. And then from there, I developed my first course because everyone was asking me, how do you actually get so much done in a day? And that's when I started to teach about time management, creating a daily schedule. And then before you know it, it turned into, well, how do you manage your laundry? How do you manage your meal plan? And that's when the Academy was born.
Okay. There's so many things that I love about this. And I already told you, you know, in our previous conversation, just how needed I think what you do is and how biblically aligned I think what you do is and how helpful, you know, that what you do is. But now that I know your story, I love it even more because I think that one of the biggest blessings that we have as entrepreneurs is that God has chosen us to have a passion in our career. Yes. And I don't think that everybody has a passion in their career. And I think that that's fine. I think that that work is good. Work is biblical. Yes. And so for a lot of people, like my dad, who worked, you know, 40 years in the pipeline industry, like he wasn't passionate about selling pipes, but his passion lied elsewhere, right? But for those of us who are entrepreneurs, we have the blessing of being able to have a God-given passion, mm-hmm. and then do that day in and day out. And that's something that I'm so thankful for in my own life. But I love that you were open to that, yeah. right? That God gave you that passion and you didn't squash it because you were like, oh, that doesn't sound quite glamorous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't sound quite like the fashion industry in New York City, right?
Yeah.
But you leaned into it. Mm-hmm. And that's obedience, you know, that's steps of obedience. And then here's where you are today. I love that. I do believe that we are called to the mission field, and the mission field is furthering the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And it doesn't look one way or another. It couldn't look all the same way because we wouldn't be adding very many to the kingdom of God.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
So I'm so on board with the way that you view this and your perspective of it. And I think you're dead on. The other thing that you said, and I think that this was really crucial, is you said, I wasn't spending time with God and I didn't have time to read my Bible because I was trying to play catch up with my life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that we minimize, you know, when we get too busy, when we feel disorganized, it can directly affect our spiritual walk. It can directly affect how we are feeding ourselves spiritually and in our intimacy with God. And that's a really big deal. So while it might not seem to the outside world like having your home in order is something that should be a priority, it absolutely is. And I think that you said that beautifully.
Does. And like for me, one of the things that I love to teach my students is that comes first. You know, I don't care how the rest of the day goes or how your house looks. Just take a moment to pause. Even if it's only, if you can give the Lord 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, it really does make such a big difference. And oftentimes, unfortunately, when we do get so overwhelmed in our homes, that's typically the first thing that tends to go. We'll do everything else, but not that, which is the main thing that helps sustain us to actually get all the things done.
Yeah, Absolutely. Okay, so tell us how you've seen God show up in your journey with this entrepreneurship.
So many ways. I love just the act of being a homemaker because, for one, like, we just learn so much about God as we're going about taking care of our homes. You know, I know that one of the main ways was when I first became a new mom, I noticed that I did not have the same amount of time that I had when I was single to just like seek the Lord. You know, like before I was married and had kids, I was able to spend hours, you know, reading my Bible or hours just in prayer, no concern for time. But now, you know, now that I have little ones, it's like, okay, maybe I have 15 minutes, 30 minutes here, you know, that sort of thing. And I remember being really frustrated by this at one particular point. And the Lord just told me, like, break out of your box. Seeking me doesn't always just look like you being on your face or on your knees and like in prayer, you know, but it can look like as you're washing the dishes, talk to me. As you're folding the laundry, talk to me. And then he began to show me what it really looks like to practice the presence of God as you actually go about managing your day. So it's not that I'm losing out on my relationship with the Lord, but in fact, I'm inviting him into my space. And then what's great about that is that my children will see. Sometimes we'll be at the table doing crafts and all of a sudden I'll just start praying. And my son Judah will say, "Mommy, are you talking to Jesus?" And I'm like, "Yep, I sure am."
Love it.
You know, and like they get to witness that. So it's not like, okay, mommy needs to shut herself away and have the time to herself. But I'm like, I'm inviting the Lord into my space to encounter me, but then also I'm inviting my children into it as well. So they can see that example of what it really looks like to have a thriving and continuous relationship with the Lord. So I learned for sure. One of the main things is to break out of the box, you know, break God out of that box.
Yeah, that's really good. And I think it's important to recognize and accept the seasons that we're in, mm-hmm. right? Like I have just gotten to a new season because Tate is 11. And so this is a season where he's much more independent. He doesn't need me 24/7, you know, where when he wants to talk, I drop everything and we have a conversation. But I can't get my feelings hurt if he would rather hang out with friends than with his mom.
You know, so yeah,
we are starting to see our time free up mm-hmm. even a little mm-hmm. bit more. And so I think that we can't fight against the seasons that we're in, right? Yeah. The place my husband was laughing because this is a travel week for me. So been out of town a little bit. And last night he was going to pick up Tate from church and he was like, "All I've done this week is drive this kid around." And like that's the season yep. that we're in right now.
Yep, you know? It's a season. But yep.
We have more time to ourselves in between driving Tate to practice and driving Tate to church and driving Tate to all of his commitments.
Yeah.
So anyways, I think that, you know, where you are is in a season where your kids need a lot of your attention.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful season to be in, but it doesn't mean that you're neglecting God by spending time with your children. We can't feel the guilt of that. You know, you got to lean into that season.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, with that in relation to running a business, I've also had to learn to be okay with the quote unquote little amount of time that I do have, you know, because typically on average, I only have about a solid 2 hours a day, maybe 1 hour a day where I can do just like focus intentional work. And, you know, I've been in seasons where I would be so frustrated because I'm like, "Lord, I need so much more time," you know, or even I'll feel like I need to choose between working on my business or am I going to prioritize, you know, going to Bible study tonight. And the Lord has showed me time and time again that like he can do so much more in 1 hour than I can ever do. I have literally watched the Lord multiply my business overnight, just him doing it by himself. I put the process together, but the Lord, I always say he puts his super on our natural. And I've noticed how he has just multiplied my business because I was obedient to him and just being okay with the little time that I do have and to make sure that I'm prioritizing him in everything that I do. And he really shows up. He really, really does.
Okay. He puts his super on our natural.
Yep.
Did you make that up? Because I love that. I have never heard that And I need to frame that somewhere.
So I didn't make that up. I have a friend, she says it. But when she said that to me, I was like, that's exactly what he does.
Yes.
That's exactly what he does. He said, you just do what I'm calling you to do right here. And then I'm going to do my part. You do your part. I'll do my part.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. So one of my, I guess you can call it a New Year's resolution. I don't know if that's the appropriate term for it, but a focus of mine is not being in a hurry. And I heard a quote somewhere, I don't know where it was, that said, if you have too many things to do in a day, then you have things on your list that God didn't put there.
Ooh, yeah.
That was like a mind-blowing statement to me.
Yeah.
Because I usually feel like I don't finish everything that I should in a day. Yeah. And so there's been some real intentional reprioritizing. And so one of those things was that we are putting a pause on the couples life group that we go to because it's on Sunday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not having time to rest or prepare for the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then I found myself working and then like trying to throw dinner together. And then the problem was I actually can move from one activity to the next. But when I start rushing my family, that's when we start falling apart. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, hurry, eat, hurry, hurry, hurry. You got to go. You got to go. Where's your water bottle? You know, and all of this was not promoting peace.
Yep.
And so my husband and I, we felt very peaceful and like this was the right thing that we were supposed to do to pause this life group. And we have other areas where we're being fed. We both go to life groups. Like I have a women's one, he has a men's one, but that was a decision that we needed to make for the season in our lives, you know? And I think we have to be open to that. I think we have to be obedient to that.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, kind of going back to just being able to recognize your season and recognizing when it's time to shift, you know, because oftentimes, so I'm going to kind of draw this back to like home management. So when it comes to creating routines in your home are going to look very different, you know, from the time that your children are 3 years old and like your son is 11 years old. It's going to look very different during that time. And so often I find that women are having a hard time sticking to routines. And the main reason why that is because they're not evaluating their season. And it's so important that you recognize your season and don't be afraid to shift. Like, don't fight it. You know, like right. if you can see that you're overwhelmed on Sundays, you don't have enough time to have meals on the table, you know, we need to work on a meal planning system for you, you know, or maybe you have too many activities going on throughout the week to the point where you don't have time to be with other people or to host other people. Like those are things that definitely require our attention and those things will shift, you know, depending on the season that we're in.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So Dominique, tell us about your business. How can we get in touch with you if we want more information about what you do? I know you have a couple of things to offer us that I can't wait to take advantage of. So tell us about what you got going on.
Just as Jen mentioned, one of the main ways that that we operate in our academy is by teaching you how to create systems and routines to manage your home. So regardless of whatever season you find yourself in, it's going to require that you have systems and routines in place so that way everything doesn't fall apart, but also to make sure that you are stewarding what God has given you very well. So if you are looking to take your first step when it comes to being able to manage your home better, you can definitely go to routinesthatreward.com/Jen, and it'll actually bring you to our homemaking 101 class. It is super great for those of you who don't really know where to start when it comes to how to create routines in my home, or, you know, I'm spending 4 hours cleaning my home at a time. That class is going to address all those things and you're going to walk away feeling empowered. You're going to walk away knowing where to start where it comes to creating routines in your home. And also you're going to feel as though you are in control of your home and you can totally do this.
Love it. I cannot wait to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Cannot wait. Okay. So give us some words of wisdom as we have to close up our time together here.
Yeah. So I know that a lot of you who are listening today, you may find yourself, you might be a busy mom or you're a dad and you're thinking about your wife at home and how she can probably use these resources. So just a quick, simple thing that you can do as far as when it comes to managing your home. The first thing that I would encourage you to do, and you can share this with your wife as well, is to first evaluate your season. So I love that we touched on that earlier in this episode, because it's so important that you evaluate your current season. Being able to recognize what you have time for, what you don't, asking yourself questions like, I'm running behind on my laundry. Is this something that I need to delegate? Is meal planning a certain thing that I need to delegate? Do I need to outsource? Being really honest with yourself and also inviting the Holy Spirit into that moment with you so that you can learn, okay, I may need to get some assistance in this area. So evaluate your season is the first step that I would recommend that you take to managing your home better. Second thing is to be able to structure your time. Being able to structure your time is half the battle when it comes to being able to manage your home. You want to make sure that you have a clear overview of your week and also your day. So that way you can know, when do you actually have time to start dinner? When do you actually have time to clean the bathrooms? Maybe you don't have time. Maybe you need to reevaluate those things. When you actually structure your time, you'll be able to get a clear idea of your life. You'll be able to make time for those things that matter the most to you, being able to take care of your spiritual life, all those things. And then the last thing you want to do is definitely get those routines created and then reevaluate them when you notice that they're not working for you. That's the step that most people forget to do. When they notice that their routine, they may, you know, put this really complicated routine together and then it's not working for them. At that point, you need to reevaluate. So don't forget to go back and reevaluate. And just as I mentioned earlier, all those steps are also mentioned in the class as well. So definitely take advantage of that resource.
That is awesome. Dominique, I so appreciate your wisdom on this and just your obedience to the Lord in grabbing this by the reins and really helping us to be that Proverbs 31 woman. Yeah. And I wanted to put this last kind of caveat on this, because as I said to you before we started recording here, I know that what a lot of Dominique is saying is that is countercultural to the way that our society tells us that women should act or do or behave. And even to the point where women who take care of their home or take care of their families are almost looked down upon, and looked as weak instead of strong. And I think that your messaging is beautiful, and I think it's biblical, and I think it's what we need to hear. But if you are listening to this and you're feeling yourself kind of feel a certain way about this message, I want to lovingly direct you back to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 talks about a wife of noble character. And in Proverbs 31, honestly, she works. She makes the bedspreads and she spins thread and she goes to inspect a field and she buys it. Like, she's not just sitting at home twiddling her thumbs, but she also gets up and makes breakfast for her family. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. When we live biblically, we bring order to our lives, because that is the way that God created us to be. And when we live biblically, we are fulfilled in a deeper way that nothing else can do.
Yeah.
And so I encourage you to embrace the role of nurturing and creating a home, no matter what season you're in, because that is where there is fulfillment, because that's the way that the Lord has made. And it doesn't mean that you can't follow your passion. The Lord has given us a passion that may be apart from our home to go after. Mm-hmm. And we can. But that's also why it's so important that we're prioritizing and that we're making routines and systems that allow us to live in this biblical way. So Dominique, again, I thank you for being here with us. I thank you for your time and just for your wisdom in this area.
All glory to the Lord. You know, it's all His idea. And I'm just so happy that you invited me to come out and to share. And I actually did have one verse that I love to kind of keep as the anchor with everything that has to do with the home management and homemaking. And it's Colossians 3:23, verse 24. And it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving.
Love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all, don't do this business or faith life alone. There are too many of us out here that are walking similar journeys. I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber. And there you will find Dominique as well. So that's another place to connect.
Yes.
But jump in there to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other and networks with each other and prays for each other. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and download and share. And we will be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.